powerful is the Cox Network. So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you. And that, my friends, was Yuka and Chronoship, a Japanese progressive band that just released their third album entitled Third Planetary Chronicles earlier this year. This is one of my favorite finds of 2015. They definitely have their roots in the golden age of classic prog, but there's something new and fresh about their music that really appeals to me. They're all virtuoso musicians who play with technical precision and grace. A little later, I'm going to have a feature on them. In the meantime, I'm going to be playing some of the best prog of 2015. Now, this is going to be something that's going to be stretching over the next couple of shows. So if you don't hear something that you think was really good, don't get excited yet. I might be playing it next week or the week after, for that matter, because there was a lot of great stuff put out this year. First up, I'd like to do a feature that I've been doing in conjunction with Martin Hutchinson at Prog Radar, the Prog Radar Weekly Recommendation. And this week, Martin has selected a song from Arcade Messiah, who just put out their second album, simply entitled Arcade Messiah 2. And the name of this song is Moon Signal.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Moon Signal by Arcade Messiah from their 2015 release, Arcade Messiah 2. Now for Martin's bite-sized review. John Bassett's Arcade Messiah 2 takes all that was good with the first album and enhances it by taking the raw, coruscating energy of the first release and developing it into a superb sound that, while holding nothing back, is full of nuances and intelligence. A wall of sound that makes Phil Spector's look like a diminutive picket fence. This is quite possibly the best thing this highly talented musician has ever produced. Once again, that was Martin, and if you haven't, go and check out Prog Radar on Facebook. There's a Facebook page, and he has Friends of Prog Radar, also where he has different people, such as Prog Radio program DJs like myself and some others, chiming in on reviews. And Martin has his own reviews available there, and it will definitely help you sort through the plethora of great music out there to find what really tickles your fancy.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Anyway, next up, I'd like to feature an artist whom I did a Prog Hopper episode on recently, and I'm talking about John Mitchell. This is from his latest project, and here we're getting into some of the best of 2015, in my opinion. And this is from the excellent Lonely Robot project. This is called The Boy in the Radio. From Lonely Robot, Please Come Home.
You might have to, you have no fear.
once again, that was John Mitchell's Lonely Robot Project. The name of the song, The Boy in the Radio, from the Lonely Robot Please Come Home album. One of my favorites from 2015. Another favorite is from an artist who took home quite a few trophies from this year's Prog Awards. It's Steven Wilson, of course. And I've decided to play for you the song entitled 3 Years Older from his album Hand Cannot Erase.
Across the schoolyard with your head held down, and walk the streets under the breaking cloud, with 100 futures cascading out. It's complicated.
You think of love as just a memory, a fog that smothers you, it's hard to breathe. When you're on your own, that's when you're free.
You're 3 years older, and you'll always be now. I can feel you more than you really know. I will love you more than I'll ever show. There was a time when someone seemed to care. A tourist in your bed, you left him there and found a simple life with no one to share. It's not complicated.
You make a list of all your big regrets and share with people that you've never met. You slowly move towards the medicine chair.
You're 3 years older, and you'll always be now. I can feel you more.
show. You only have to say, and the world will slip away from you. We'll be right back.
Once again, Steven Wilson from his highly acclaimed album, Hand Cannot Erase. The name of the song was 3 years older.
This is Sam Elliott, the man whose mustache is so heavy that you can hear it weighing down my upper lip when I speak. And I'm here to tell you that you're listening to Progzilla.com, home of some of the finest progressive rock and roll music on the internet. Prog on, brothers and sisters.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now I'd like to get into a classic artist who just keeps putting out excellent material year after year. I'm talking about Steve Hackett this time from his latest, Wolflight. I'd like to play the song called Corycian Fire.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Corycian Fire by the great Steve Hackett from his album Wolflight, another of my favorites from 2015. Next up, I'd like to play a track from heck of a great debut album from a band called Built for the Future, who hail from San Antonio, Texas, here in the USA. The band is comprised of Patrick Farrell doing a lot of the music and Kenny Bissett on the lead vocals. They're augmented by the talents of Dave Pena and Chris Benjamin on guitars and Amaya Farrell on violin, viola, and cello. From their album Chasing Light, I'd like to play a song called Light Chaser.
Just set my course and plan my flight.
Once again, that was Built for the Future from their album Chasing Light, another one of my favorites from 2015. And here I'd like to get into my feature on Yuka and Chronoship, the band that I played to open this week's show.
Wicked!
Yuka and Chronoship were founded in 2009 by the female keyboardist, vocalist, and composer Yuka Funakoshi, who had already been active as a solo artist for over a decade. Yuka was joined by Shun Taguchi on bass, Takashi Miyazawa, I'm sorry if I'm messing these up, Takashi Miyazawa on guitar, and Iko Tanaka on drums and percussion. Their first album was called Water Reincarnation and was released on Musia Records in 2011. 2 years later, they released their second album, Dino Rocket Oxygen, named for three multi-part suites that make up the whole of the album. The first suite deals with dinosaurs, as you may have surmised. The third is entitled Oxygen. Again, you may have guessed. The middle suite is called R for Rocket, which is dedicated to the memory of the great sci-fi writer Ray Bradbury. From this second suite, I give you Cutting Gravity by Yuka and Chronoship.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Cutting Gravity from Dino Rocket Oxygen by Yuka and Chronoship, released in 2013. And now we have a first, a Prague Watch interview that actually required translation. And I'm going to play that for you now. So where do your ideas come from and how are they developed? From jamming sessions, doodling, or from your head or heart and then trying to get that emotion on the instrument? Yuka says that her composition method is to more or less find the sound within herself rather than just starting off by making sounds. She says it's like the act of digging in the ground again and again to find historic remains buried there. What kind of equipment do you use? How and why did you choose your instruments? What, if any, modifications have you made to get your sound? Yuka says that the piano sound she uses the most comes from a Yamaha S90XS. The synthesizer tones and sounds that she uses come from software synths in her personal computer system. She uses trial and error to make new synthesizer sounds. She knows it would be better to play the actual grand piano and the actual analog synthesizers, but that's a difficult prospect for them. Transporting all the instruments and stuff when they're playing in a live setting. So what's the recording process like for you? Tedious and structured? Or do you allow yourself flexibility to continually create as you record? Yuka says that their recording process is completely structured. They don't start the recording process until after the structure of the song, the arrangement, and all the details are 100% complete. Do you get to play live as much as you would like? What do you love about being in front of an audience and what do you hate? Do you have any fears? Yuka says that in a live performance setting, she always worries how the band will pull off the music which they've recorded when they're just relying on four members to do it live. She also sometimes has difficulty playing piano and synthesizer melodies and singing at the same time when performing live. She has her right hand and left hand going, her voice, and she's operating pedals with both feet and has to switch sounds. She relies on a lot of repeated practice to work out all the timing and movements involved. Do you remember the first song you ever wrote, even if you were a kid or teen? Greg Lake said he wrote Lucky Man when he was 12. What about you? If you remember it, do you care to give us a sample, play a few bars? And what song in your current catalog do you love the most and feel best defines the sound you want to be identified with? Yuka said she wrote her first song when she was around 10 years old. She's been told that she was playing the piano and singing songs that she had heard from a very young age. When she was 5 years old, she was even playing songs that she heard broadcast on popular comedy programs on the television, and she played piano in kindergarten as well. It was very appealing to everyone. On the latest album, Third Planetary Chronicles, her favorites are Galileo 1, and Yet It Moves, and the song E equals C sharp minor. She feels that pretty much all the songs on the latest album are the sound they want to be identified with. And she laughs. Yuka finishes up by thanking me for having Yuka and Chronoship on the program. And she says, hello everyone, you're listening to Prague Watch. She's Yuka of Japanese progressive rock band Yuka and Chronoship. The Chronoship is the time machine of music that a lot of passengers ride. She says, welcome aboard the Chronoship. I bet you guys didn't know I could speak Japanese so well, did ya? I'm just kidding, of course. Actually, the translations were provided by Yuka and Chronoship manager Mitsuko Inada, and I would like to thank her sincerely for her cooperation and her efforts in making this whole thing happen.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, good morning, good evening. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Radio Proxilla, which is being dishing you up red-hot progressive stuff, and it's 24/7.
Finally, I'd like to play a couple more from their latest album, which is called Third Planetary Chronicles, and it's one of my favorites from 2015 as well. Both of these tracks that I'm going to play were mentioned by Yuka in her final answer of the interview. First up, I have Galileo 1, subtitled, And Yet It Moves. This is kind of interesting because this is a quote supposedly attributed to Galileo after he had given in to the church and recanted his statements about the earth revolving around the sun. Of course, at the time it was believed that everything revolved around the earth, so this quote indicates that Galileo was more or less going with the program, but still believed that the truth was that the earth revolves around the sun. Once again, that was Yuka and Chronoship with their song Galileo 1, subtitled And Yet It Moves, from their album Third Planetary Chronicles, one of my favorites of 2015. And since these two songs were a little shorter, I'm going to play the second one that Yuka mentioned. It's called E equals C sharp minor, and I take it that it's a pun on Einstein in music theory. The famous Einstein equation, obviously, is E equals MC squared, which defines the relationship between matter and energy. In music, E and C sharp minor are related chords or keys. So there's a pun in there, I guess. As Yuka would say, ha, ha, ha. Anyway, without further ado, E equals C sharp minor by Yuka and Chronoship. Thank you. Once again, that was E equals C sharp minor by Yuka and Chronoship. And that's going to conclude my little coverage of Yuka and Chronoship. And I want to thank them all for all their cooperation with the interview and everything, and also their manager, Mitsuko Inada. And I can highly recommend this band. Like I said, there's something about them. They're definitely grounded in a lot of classic stuff that I really like. But there's something new about them as well. And, it, you know, there's not a lot of vocals involved, but when they're there, they're kind of haunting in a way. I find it all very appealing. This is a band I can highly recommend. And yes, that sound means I have once again climbed into the attic here at Prog Watch Studios to dig out another classic for our classic corner feature. Today I would like to play for you one of my favorite songs from the John and Vangelis collaboration. This is from their album The Friends of Mr. Cairo in 1981 and is the title track of the album, Friends of Mr. Cairo.
This is the picture. Johnny's being hurt. He's hurt bad.
We can't leave him here. We can't. Look, he's in a pool of blood. He's gonna die.
We gotta leave him here, honey. We gotta. He won't talk. I promise you that. Will you, Johnny?
I don't care whether he talks or not. I just can't leave him like this.
Listen, come here. I can
help
him. The cops are outside. Luca's in the car. Come on, let's get the hell out of this.
We're gonna be dead. I know we are.
Listen, we got 3 million. Listen, Smug, we got 3 million in the can.
Thank you. Well done, Mr. Cairo. What do you have to say about that, my friend?
All right, so you've got me in it. What about her?
Don't worry about me. I'm okay.
Very magnanimous. Very magnanimous indeed.
To make us an offer, we can't refuse.
Meant to be there with you.
technicolor long ago. My younger waist and clearer, clearer than my footprints. Stardom greats I follow closely, closer than the nearest heartbeat. Longer than expected, they were great. Oh love, just to see them acting on the silver screen. Oh my, Clark Gable, Fairbanks, Maureen O'Sullivan. Fantasy would fill my life, and I love fantasy so much. Did you see in the morning light? I really talked, yes I did, to God's early dawning light. And I was privileged to be, as I am to this day, to be with you, to be with you, to be with you, to be with you, to be with you.
For all of you people to come here this evening, and I know you have been searched, but what you don't realize is that in the back of the Mortis Falcon,
I have a glass.
Ah, what's not to love about a song that has impersonations of Humphrey Bogart, Edward G. Robinson, Peter Lorre, and some of the other great actors from back in the silver screen days. The Friends of Mr. Cairo by John and Vangelis from the album of the same name in 1981.
Harry, what is it?
The stuff that dreams are made of.
So that's bringing us to the end of the road, I guess. Thank you all for tuning in for another week, and tune in over the next couple weeks because I'm going to be spinning more of my favorites from 2015, and there are some really great bands and artists with some really great albums that I've yet to touch on here. So in the meantime, if you want to, like my Facebook page, Prog-Watch, or follow me on Twitter, at ProgSquatch, all one word, or you can email me if you want to have a little dialogue and recommend something, make some suggestions. Tell me if you like it. Tell me if you don't like it, whatever. ProgSquatch@gmail.com is my email address. So I'll say to you once again, prog on, brothers and sisters, and I hope you have a happy new year.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.